For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. 50 years ago today, a shot rang out in Memphis. A different ringing will be heard at 6:01 p.m., the moment Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was killed on the balcony at the Lorraine Motel. Bell ringers across the country will join a tribute to the slain civil rights leader. WKNO's Sierra Guardiola says some view it as a way to transform a moment of pain into a moment of unity.
This bell sits high above Rhodes College campus in the Richard Halliburton Memorial Tower. It chimes daily, but Dr. Marjorie Haas, president of Rhodes College, says this afternoon the ringing takes on a different tone.
To me, the bells represent our voices and the need for us to raise our voices in solidarity with the things that he was fighting for, racial justice, economic justice.
Across town, at Christian Brothers University, President Dr. John Smirelli Jr. says that it's natural for his college to join in. CBU was one of the first integrated schools in Memphis.
When you see the magnitude of schools getting together, and this is what we believe in. We believe in equality. We believe in solidarity.
Colleges make up just some of the 200 institutions worldwide taking part in the commemoration. Most of the bells will be ringing in churches around the world. Preparations for this moment have been happening since February, says Peggy McClure of Idlewild Presbyterian Church.
I'm just really proud that our church can participate in something that's as significant as this.
If there is any church prepared for this moment, it's Idlewild. The 120-foot tower holds 48 bells, a carillon of instruments ranging from 29 pounds to 2 tons. In full force, a concert can be heard for miles. The music you are hearing is dedicated to Dr. King. McClure is a carillonier, someone who can play an entire arrangement on church bells. And while this music celebrates his life through peals, later this afternoon, bells will toll. Vincent Astor, a communicant at Calvary Episcopal Church and ringer of the Calvary Bell on feast days, explains that there is a technique to the art of tolling.
My hand on the rope is going to represent the allies, but striking it once and once again is not the easiest thing to do.
Astor recently gave instruction to bell ringers participating in today's commemoration outside the National Civil Rights Museum. The bell that will be used in the ceremony was brought from the tower at Claiborne Temple nearby. It will be pulled by 3 students from Soulsville Charter School, along with 2 staff members from the museum. Deandra Henderson, operations manager at Claiborne Temple, says the bell is on loan for the event because of the church's connection to the sanitation workers' strike of 1968.
And we are so excited to hear it ring tomorrow at the for the national bell ringing. Our bell will ring first.
Kendra Lewis is one of the 5 volunteers who are ringing it. Tolling the bell must be done carefully so that the clapper only strikes once. Lewis will pass off the rope to a new set of hands after a toll is done in unison.
Everything that I've been doing in my community all this time, you know, it wasn't in vain. I'm here doing this, a part of something that's impacting the whole world.
And today, in bell towers around the world, each bell will ring 39 times, once for each year of King's life. For WKNO News, I'm Sierra Guardiola.